My guest at this time is Joe DeGeneva. He is a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He also served for a time as an independent counsel, which will be important for our investigation and our conversation here in the next few minutes. He is also a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. We want to get his thoughts today on the indictments announced today against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, and also get his reaction to what we've learned today was a guilty plea on charges of making false statements to the FBI for a former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor named George Papadopoulos. And Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Delighted.
Well, of course, the big speculation in Washington over the weekend was who would get indicted today, if anyone, and what the charges would be. It's a 12-count indictment against Manafort and his longtime associate, Rick Gates, ranging from conspiracy against the United States to money laundering in large amounts as a result of their work in the Ukraine and so forth. What we don't see is anything directly connected to the campaign. So what are the big important takeaways here, both legally and politically?
Well, first of all, this has absolutely nothing to do with collusion with the Russians. That's number one. It involves previous work that Manafort did for the Ukrainian government and various Ukrainian organizations, which he failed to report to the U.S. government because he was doing work on their behalf, lobbying the U.S. government in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In addition, he didn't pay taxes on the millions of dollars that he got in fees and laundered that money through various entities overseas in places like Cyprus and bought property in the United States without reporting the source of that income. He also therefore caused other people, including lawyers, accountants, and others, to lie to the federal government, including tax authorities and the Justice Department. So it's a bad case for him, and I would imagine he's not going to go to trial. This is something he would probably work out some sort of a plea on. But it has nothing to do with the campaign, and it involves activities from 2006 to 2015 before he ever got anywhere near the Trump campaign. And as for the other fellow, Papadopoulos, he actually was questioned about connections while he was working for the campaign with Russians. All of which, by the way, he eventually admitted to, and which were perfectly legal. But he lied to the Bureau about those connections and pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his activities, both before and while he was working for the campaign. So that touches on the campaign, but it does not involve any illegal activity by the campaign or by Mr. Papadopoulos while he was a member of the campaign. It's really quite bizarre. It's an example of the old adage, it isn't the crime, it's the cover-up.
Joe, you mentioned that there wasn't anything illegal other than lying to the FBI that Mr. Papadopoulos did. However, if you watch the media today, the fact that he made contacts with the Russians, possibly while he was working on the Trump campaign, there's a lot of dot connecting by folks on camera right now that you're saying shouldn't be connected. Explain what is illegal and what's not, and what folks seem to be getting wrong here as you see it.
Well, I haven't seen any of these folks, but I'm pretty sure I know what they're saying. It's not illegal to talk to a foreign government during a campaign. It's not illegal to have meetings with foreigners or foreign governments during a campaign. It's not illegal to travel overseas to meet with foreign governments or to foreign officials, all of which Mr. Papadopoulos did. What he didn't do correctly was, when the FBI came to question him about it, he lied about it to them ridiculously, just really stupid. And if he had told them the truth, he wouldn't be indicted today. The other stuff that people are making out of this is nothing that the campaign hasn't already admitted to. They admitted that they met with people from Russia. Some of it was pretty goofy stuff. Some of it was minor in terms of policy. But so far, there is no evidence in either one of these indictments of anything involving the word collusion.
When you look at both of these campaigns, there's, of course, the controversy over the meeting that Don Jr. and Paul Manafort had with someone who had promised dirt on Hillary Clinton and ultimately didn't have any. And then, of course, right, on the flip side, you've got now the revelations of the Clinton campaign and the DNC paying millions of dollars for the former British intelligence agent to work his Russian sources to come up with dirt on Donald Trump. So is it politics as usual? Is it criminal? How do we sort this out?
Well, I think in the case of the dossier, and the Uranium One matter, which is a very, very significant matter involving potential bribery and extortion by the Clinton Foundation, by former President Clinton, by former Secretary Clinton, involving kickbacks, pay-to-play, and bribery. That particular series of things involving Uranium One really requires a federal investigation, and I think probably in pretty short order, the Attorney General is going to name a special counsel to investigate Uranium One, and I think he should. It's pretty blatant. The dossier matter, theoretically, is in the jurisdiction, could be in the jurisdiction of Robert Mueller, but if it isn't, that certainly needs to be investigated either by another special counsel or by the Department of Justice, because the dossier involves quite an amazing amount of money being spent by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to obtain dirt on Donald Trump overseas from Russians through the use of Fusion GPS and an agent of Fusion GPS, a fellow named Christopher Steele, a former MI6 foreign intelligence officer. So it's pretty clear that no matter what anybody thinks about all of this, I think the most serious stuff that's come out recently is the dossier, and I think that is directly related to the campaign and the use of Russian influence to try and discredit a candidate.
One of the things we've already discussed here in our conversation, Joe, is that when it comes to the Manafort and Gate indictments, there's nothing directly related to the campaign, which again raises the question of how broad Mueller's scope ought to be here. Obviously, when you have an independent counsel, sometimes you start pulling on threads and you end up with crimes that aren't directly related to why you got the job in the first place. But right. Where should that line be drawn? You've served as an independent counsel, so how close should he be staying to the original track, and how much leeway should he have to follow what he thinks might be crimes elsewhere?
Well, unfortunately, the document which appointed him, signed by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, did not name a crime to be investigated. It didn't say that a crime had been committed. It just said the circumstances required an investigation. I'm not quite sure what those circumstances were. I would not have appointed a special counsel in those circumstances. And if I had appointed one, I would have limited it directly to Russian influence, illegal influence, if any, that had existed. He didn't do that. And so the indictment of Paul Manafort today deals with matters having absolutely nothing to do with the campaign, but rather having to do with criminal tax and false statements and other behavior by Paul Manafort, but having nothing to do with the Russians or the campaign. I think it was a mistake to give such a broad mandate to Mr. Mueller. That's not Mr. Mueller's fault. That's a decision that the Department of Justice made, and I think it was a bad one.
Last question, Joe, before we let you go. When folks look at the news today, obviously you have a lot of people on the left saying this is the first domino. We're seeing indictments over here. We're seeing a guilty plea over here, and this is all to lay the groundwork for maybe flipping some of these people. There's a lot more to come. This is just the very, very beginning. Other people are saying, of course, what we have is what we have in front of us. We don't know where this is going. We can't make assumptions. So what's the best way for the American people, particularly those who don't have your legal expertise, to kind of sift through the avalanche of information they're getting today?
Well, it's pretty simple. Papadopoulos didn't commit any crime except lying to the FBI. If he had told the truth about everything he did, he wouldn't be in trouble. Paul Manafort's case doesn't involve the campaign. It involves conduct and business activities years in advance. Him becoming involved in the Trump campaign. Nothing in the Manafort indictment deals with Trump. And bottom line is, they're no closer today to proving collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign than they were 24 hours ago.
But as we've established, there's a lot of other questions that aren't being talked about today that also need right. answers. So we'll be following that as well. Joe, thanks very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Delighted to do so.
Thank you, sir. Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, also served as an independent counsel along with many other prestigious legal positions over the years. And, of course, he's a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.